I have a question. Are you like Bilbo Baggins? Do you love a good adventure? Or will shaking up your life help you to find happiness? You might just find some inspiration today on Pub Songs and Stories. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. This is the virtual public house for musicians to share the stories and inspiration behind their music with your host, Mark Gunn. Subscribe to the podcast at pubsong.com. Welcome to the show. I am Mark Gunn, and let me start by reminding you that Pub Songs and Stories is a podcast brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. The public version of this show will be released on the first Monday of each month starting in August. However, there will be private versions as well. Those will come out every other week exclusively on Patreon. So if you're looking for stories from other Celtic bands, then be sure to subscribe to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And if you enjoy my music or this podcast, please sign up on Patreon. You'll get this podcast and be able to download songs featured in this show. You'll also get stories from the road, sheet music, and access to the Coffee with the Celt Father concert series, which happens on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. You get all that for as little as just $5 per month, and you get a discount with an annual membership. Thanks to my newest gunrunner on Patreon, Ivan McCallop. Thank you so much for supporting my music. So I'm still putting together my Kickstarter for my next album. It's running behind because, well, I still have to finish up my itinerary for the Celtic Invasion vacations. We're going to Scotland this summer, and so I have a lot of work to do. So I'm going to postpone it for a little bit. I don't know how long, but I will let you know as soon as it's ready. The album is called Come Adventure With Me. It features that title track and some of my newest music. Several songs are already recorded, and I haven't given them away on Patreon yet, but they will be available there. And that's because streaming music gives you a quick and easy way to sample all of my music. If you go to Spotify, Amazon Music, you can sample it. Digital sales keep my business running, and tips and CDs allow me to tour. And of course, Patreon funds my songwriting. But Kickstarter, well, it funds physical products like CDs, shirts, album pins, and other merch. And the plan is to officially release the album next year, but in what format? I have quite a few people who keep asking for CDs, so I'm not letting those go at this point in time. However, I also started releasing album pins, which are lapel pins associated with each album. And those did really well this past couple weeks at some of my shows, so I'm really happy that this is coming out. It might turn into a very positive thing of doing shows in the future when you can still buy an album and be able to wear it on your sleeve, you know? And this is what the new Kickstarter will fund. Some of the music will go to pay the musicians for their time and helping me create the music. Most of it will go to producing physical merch for this album. I'm also raising money for album lapel pins of a couple of my past albums. So if you're interested in supporting this album, make sure you subscribe to my newsletter and then follow the links to my Kickstarter page and make a pledge. Upcoming shows, May 6th is Tucker Brewing Company, May 20th, Iron Shield Brewing in Lawrenceville, May 21st, I'm at Pepper Place Farmers Market in Birmingham, and May 28th, I'll be at the Lost Druid in Avondale Estates, Georgia. All right, story of Wherever I May Roam. So I feel like I'm like Bilbo Baggins. I love a good adventure. I think it all started when my parents divorced. My dad would drive us to Texas each summer to stay with our grandparents. My brother and I would fly home a few weeks later, and I loved air travel. Then my mom moved to Italy in 1985, and my brother and I flew, just the two of us, across the big blue ocean to Italy. And this was the height of my Dungeons and Dragons days. So going to Italy was like stepping inside one of my D&D campaigns. It was magical and I relished it. It was amazing. My home, my mom had a small home in Isla Mantegna. And it was just a few miles from the Vicenza military base. And I moved to Italy in 1989 to live with my mom. I visited Rome, Venice, the Alps, Florence, Verona, just everywhere. It was just incredible. And life felt like an adventure. But I also knew that I didn't want to adventure alone. And sure, I had fun. In 2003, this was cool. I sprained my ankle right before I was going to go to Italy. And I had a trip. And I set it up as an adventure beforehand. So the plan was to fly to Germany, where I would take a train to Italy. But since I sprained my ankle, I was on crutches. So I was laughing the whole time. I thought it was hilarious. I thought this is... what an adventure, because here I am on crutches. I think I had two suitcases. I'm not positive. I might have just had one, but I would like push it and then go hobble myself forward and then push it a little further all the way to the train station. It was so much fun, but it was also pretty lonely, and I wanted a family. And in 2009, I met my wife, Gwen, at a house concert in Virginia, and it was one of my few actual tours I ever made as a professional musician. She and I clicked instantly, and we solidified our kindred spirits a couple months later when we met up in London, our first big date, which was in Cambridge, England. I was living in New Orleans at the time, and it turned out that New Orleans was where she called home, before she swam out of it during Hurricane Katrina. And we are connected in part by our love of travel. And that's something we've made a big part of our lives and that of our children too. We took Kenzie to Galway, Ireland when she was 1.5 years old. It was cold, wet, and rainy that April in 2012. But what an adventure. we were flying into Dublin. We immediately realized we need some, you know, something to manage with the rain and such. So we go to a store and find some umbrellas and some slickers here, you know, and then we're driving across Ireland to go to Galway and all exhausted because we couldn't sleep on the plane. So we pull off somewhere in the middle of Ireland to take a nap. It was just so cool. Since then, we've gone back to Cambridge and we've traveled around the U.S. And this summer, we're heading to Scotland and Europe as a family, part of my Celtic Invasion vacations. We're going to do that all together. And then the family is going to go to Paris and then Italy and Venice. And I'm just so excited. And this is what Wherever I May Roam is all about. It tells that story. It's about finding happiness and love wherever we are. And one of my big first epiphanies back in the 80s was that if things weren't working out how you want them, sometimes you need to shake them up, do something radical. So that's why I ended up moving to Italy originally. Life in high school, I was having troubles. And I was like, well, I need something big. So I moved to Italy. It also happened when I moved to New Orleans. It's one of the reasons the Brobdingnagian Bards originally split up, is I ended up moving to New Orleans and I wanted to start a new life, do something different, create different music, get back into songwriting. And travel is such a great way to open your mind and spirit to great possibilities. I don't know about you, but if you ever get a chance to go traveling, do it, because what an adventure. All right, let me play for you Wherever I May Roam. It's from my newest album, Selkuth. Here you go.
In younger days, I used to wander through the lonely lanes of life, spin out of control, dizzy and alone. Nothing running right. Now I have love inside me. Wherever I may roam, I have a family beside me. I'm never alone. I turned my back on dissonance, struck on the chord and hit it twice. Raced toward the sun and a new world begun. And then I met my wife. Now I have love inside me. Savored a beating in New Orleans, all we walked in cold rain. Galway town, she's prettier than a dream. Music alone was my one companion, but songs alone have no melody. Now there's adventure and love in my life, and in the cries of our baby. Now I have love inside me. Wherever I may roam, I have a family beside me.
If you enjoy that track, you can download it as an MP3 when you join my Gunrunners Club on Patreon. And if you want to join me on an adventure, every year I host Celtic Invasion Vacations. These are small group trips to Ireland or Scotland and other places. This year we're going to invade the banks of Loch Lomond. The trip is already filled up and I don't know where we're going next year, but you can subscribe at CelticInvasion.com to be the first to find out. Thanks for listening to Pub Songs and Stories. The show is produced by Mark Gunn, edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen wherever you find podcasts. You can also subscribe to my mailing list. You will get regular updates of new music, podcasts, special offers, and you'll get an album for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.com.